More With Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More With Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, I'm joined by the man who can dance when he wants to, Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you today?
I am fabulous.
Yeah?
Just great. I was dancing the night away last night. Actually, came straight from the club to this podcast.
What club were you at last night?
I was at Club Avery. It's my own club. It's my own club. I have disco ball. I have lighting, strobes. It's just me and a bunch of girls.
It's a party.
Totally. It's like an eight ball and four girls.
You're a party animal.
I am. Big
you
time.
Are. Do you go out to clubs? Do you dance at all? Have you?
All the recently? Time. All the time.
Did you go to Studio 54?
I'm not that old. Keep making those jokes and you'll see where it gets you.
Wait. Hold on. Whoa. Back up. Hold on. Studio 54 was around in the late 70s.
Right.
Early 80s.
Right. Mainly the mid to late 70s.
You could have, in your teenage years, gone to Studio 54.
No.
And done blow with Andy Warhol.
And Jerry Hall. And John Travolta.
Well, the reason why we're talking about dancing today is I brought in a feature dancer. That's not a stripper. Not a stripper.
A feature dancer. Is she going to perform for us today?
Oh, she might.
Okay.
Have you seen this ass? This ass is phenomenal. I will make it rain with... Actually, I'll make it hail because all I got is like a pocket of change. Today, the feature dancer is... Miss AJ Applegate.
Hello.
Okay, first of all, I think you need to introduce her like you're at the club. And here's today's hottest girl.
And coming up to the stage now. No. She's on the cover of this magazine. She's the penthouse pet of blah, blah, blah.
And then I go, Miss
AJ Applegate. And then,
right? And you come out and you're like,
What is your actual introduction when it comes out? What do they say?
So basically they just name off your awards and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
AVN award winner for best
group sex scene. And then they'll do, best new XRCO, best new starlet. And then they say, and she won Night Moves Best Butt and she is the booty queen for Archangel, whatever.
Is it Archangel?
You sure?
Yes. Do you know what an archangel
according
is?
According to
Mike Mime Freak, it's Archangel. Like
I thought he said it was Archangel.
Maybe he changed.
I thought it was like that. It's the angel, that dark angel.
Yeah, the archangel, the one that fell from
heaven. Yeah.
Well, then it's also, it could be archangel, like an arch nemesis.
Oh.
Like an arch villain.
Oh, I thought he meant like arch, like when you arch.
Mime Freak has his own, you know, his own language.
Yeah. We give more plugs to that
him.
Company.
Than I know.
So have I been saying it wrong this whole
no,
time?
No. You're right.
We have no idea.
We're just screwing
I'm
with you.
I'm going to see him tomorrow. So I'm going to be like, which one is it?
Oh, yeah. Mention us.
You say, hey, the guys were telling me it's Archangel. And then you watch. You'll be like, I'll get a text. I'm going to kill you. And I'm like, oh, shit. I pissed him off again.
So you do the feature dancing.
Yes.
They introduce you. What is it like feature dancing? And did you stripped before this, correct?
Yeah.
Regular stripping. What's the major difference between just stripping and feature dancing?
The money.
The money, and also just like everyone's comes to see you. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of scary at first, like when you first walk out, because you're like, fuck, everyone's like staring at you. And when you're just a house girl, I used to love going up on stage all the time because I wasn't nervous because I knew I was just there to make money and it wasn't like I was putting on a show. I was just a girl there that guys were coming to see get naked.
Yeah.
So now it's just more, it's more pressure, but it's a lot of fun. I like it.
When you say now you're an entertainer. So you've got, besides being naked and doing nasty things, you've got to entertain.
Yeah.
That's my biggest complaint with feature through the years that I've seen my friends feature dance and I yell at them all the time. Entertain me.
Yeah.
Like you got to entertain me. I can see any dancer run around naked and show me her ass and her tits. I go, you got to entertain.
It's harder now because you actually do have to do something. You can't just go up there and dance the three songs. And
yeah.
So you have a routine or you have a show basically.
Yeah. I mean, I play a lot of, so I have like, a routine that I do. So the first song I'll do something where it's like a theme, and the first song I always do either like a lot of pull, or I have like this chair routine that I do. And then the second song I start to take off my clothes and I'll go around and I'll dance for people. And then towards the end of that song, I'll start giving lap dances like out in the crowd. So I'll like walk around and try to get everyone like pumped up. And then the fourth song I do a game. So it's either like Cooter Ball. The price is right.
Cooter Ball?
Let's make a deal.
Hold on. No. We're going back to Cooter Ball. Fuck this. You don't got anything on
the Hollywood Squares?
Please tell me about Cooter Ball.
Okay, so I just have a see-through glass that I put in between my legs, and the guys roll up the dollars into balls and they try to toss it from where they are and get it into the cup.
And if they get it in.
And let me tell you, this game gets the guys going because guys are so competitive. Oh. Once one gets it in, they all stand up. They're all pushing each other out of the way, trying to get it into the cup. Oh my God. It's awesome because it's the best way to save if you're having a bad night where you're not making that much stage money. Cooter Ball always saves the day.
I can just see some NBA basketball player just going, yeah, I got this. Yeah. Swish, swish, yeah. Swish,
right?
Swish. Dude, you got touch.
Okay, so how much can you make from Cooter Ball, just out of curiosity?
I mean, I've had times, actually, it was the last gig I just did. They were playing for so long that I think they did the song in a loop for five times.
Oh, Jesus.
So towards it, I was okay, let's just end this. Because, I mean, it was just getting so much that the same guys are just doing it over and over again. I was like, all right, I'm running out of pictures here. Because I'll give an 8x10 if you get a dollar bill in, or I'll give you a DVD if you can get a $10 bill in. So...
How big is this cup that you're filling up with dollars?
It's it's like that.
And you put that in your vagina?
No. I put it in between my legs and I hold it.
Oh, I thought...
I'm sitting down.
I got that part of it.
Okay, somehow...
You thought you stuck a glass.
Oh, no.
Somehow I thought you laid back and stuck a glass in your vagina. That's where
I was
like...
Oh, my God, that's a good idea.
I was picturing a shot glass and people pegging you. Oh.
No, that wouldn't work because then it wouldn't get into the cup.
That's why I was trying to figure out how this worked.
Yeah, that'd be cool if maybe I had a stick one that I could stick in there and then it was a cup on the end. One of those...
a wine glass.
No, a thing that you stick into a glass and you pour water into it. It's a cone shape and has a stick.
Funnel?
Yeah, a funnel.
I was it's a stick.
Like a funnel.
You pour
I could stick a funnel in.
No, I got it better. You just lay back.
I want to see that.
Hold on. Here's what you do is you get a glass.
You just gave me a really good idea.
Or a cup that you insert into your vagina. You lay back and then you get to play mini golf.
Bing. Oh my God, that wouldn't work.
First of all, how much money wouldn't
it
work? $100 a round?
That's
that
probably,
could work
yeah.
real fucking quick.
Yeah.
I've had girls stick all sorts of things in their pussies, but not a funnel.
It's a good idea now, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get one.
So
that's one of my games.
But
that's probably the most popular one.
When you feature dance, you go, usually it's three nights, two nights on the average weekend?
It's two shows per night, two nights, or three, depending.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Where's your...
Yeah, sometimes, or just Friday.
I've asked this of girls a long time. So where do you think the best cities to do this in are? Because I find that almost the smaller cities like more stuff like this than the big cities, right?
True. So far, the club that I've made the most money at was actually El Paso, Texas, the Red Parrot.
Jada was just there.
Yeah. That was great. I think, though, the most popular for feature dancing where people come out, you might not make as much money, but it's more of a crowd, is probably Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. Mm. That I've noticed.
I went to...
Yeah, everybody goes to the same place.
I was roadie for Philly. I was roadie for Gracie, and we went to Philly, and I don't remember the club it was, but it has a big, huge bar in the middle, and then the stage goes all the... it's in the middle. Then there's a bar that goes around that, and then there's a bar that goes around that you can walk down, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was it was a little disappointing. I mean, she made money.
It was the one that I think we were talking about that one time, right? Oasis?
I can't remember, but it was the problem was is they were playing the game in the background, and so guys were actually watching. They were watching the sports, and so it was a little what the fuck, guys? And it was they couldn't even turn off the TV while they were doing it.
Yeah.
It was fun. I really enjoyed going to the thing, and it was fun. And she made money. She did her thing. Now, one thing she made money off of is doing lap dances. Now, you said you do lap dances out in the crowd. Do you do them out?
I do them outside of the crowd, after my stage shows too.
Now, is that the where the money comes in, and that's your...
Yeah, see, a club like you were just talking about, I would make way more money doing lap dances because the stage is not good. Mm-hmm. The way that it's set up, it's not good. So yeah, I would definitely, and I have danced there, and I made way more money doing lap dances and selling my merch than on the actual stage.
Has anybody ever gotten a little too frisky during a lap dance?
Yes. I was just recently in Connecticut, and this chick wanted her boyfriend to do the lap dance too. So it was the both of them. Right. And I'll never forget, because this has never happened to me before. Not even like when I was stripping. So I'm like sitting on her with like straddling, and all of a sudden she like stuck her finger in my ass. And I was like,
congratulations.
I looked at her boyfriend. I said, your girlfriend just stuck her finger in my ass. I can't believe that just happened. And he just like laughed. And I was like, okay, I need to get out of the slap dance, because this is getting a little too, because ow, it kind of hurt. I mean, you need to spit on it or something. Exactly. She just like stuck her finger in there.
Wow.
Like didn't ask me or anything. And I was like, holy shit, I can't believe this girl.
At least give you some extra money for that?
I don't
think.
I mean, we were all kind of drunk. I was pretty drunk that night. I don't know, though, because I wasn't mean about it. I mean, shit like that happens. I'm not going to be like, oh, now you owe me like a tip. But yeah. I mean, it's like I was just like, whoa, you know.
So do you think that's the craziest thing that's happened during a lap dance?
I think, yeah, for lap dances.
Have you had a guy come? Guys obviously get hard.
I mean, but I know how it works because I used to be a stripper. I know how they stuff their pants with paper towels.
You caught me. I was wearing paper towels today.
There's this guy.
I use diapers.
This customer I used to have that I remember every time before he did a lap dance, he'd go to the bathroom and stuff his pants with something. And I knew it because when I was giving him a lap dance, I would hear this crinkling sound in his pants and it would be like bulkier. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did he really just stuff his pants with paper towels? Like, you have got to be kidding me.
Makes sense.
It's just funny.
Yeah, because it's just, think if you come in your pants.
Oh, I've had guys come in their pants.
Yeah, but
before.
Then you got this,
embarrassing
then this
for them.
Then you got this wet spot. You can't stay around.
They run out the club.
Exactly, and they're gone. It's bad. Actually, it's bad for business because then you don't get any more money.
But wait. Do you feel it's embarrassing for them? But do you feel like a kind of a like a badass bitch? Like,
yeah,
like,
badge of honor.
I didn't even have to. I'm like, fuck them. I just rub my ass on them.
Right. Exactly.
Now, do you think that the people when I go to a strip club, I just go to a club. That's you know, it's whatever. And I've gone to see friends feature dance. And probably the only time I went as a fan, and I was in the industry, was to go see Alexis Texas at Experiment Rhino that was here in LA.
Awesome.
Because I love her. She's the one girl that I really, really will admit of being a fan of. But I went because of that. Now, do you think the people that come to the clubs, are they fans of yours? Do they see advertising and go, she's hot, I want to go see her because she's obviously famous because she's coming? What do you think who is the crowd?
I think it's a mix of both because, I mean, I've definitely had the club tell me, oh, this person just came for you because they specifically asked, or they say, oh, these people are in a lot. They thought you were hot, so they came. I mean, it's definitely a mix of both. And then they just have their regulars that are there all the time. Sure. So.
Any creepy fan stories?
Anybody ever like show up a bunch of times, like at each different club, follow you around?
Go on tour with you.
Do you bring a roadie with you?
I've only brought a roadie twice. Mm. But I usually don't, because either then the club has to pay for their flight too, and then it kind of gets iffy because, I mean, they're not making as much money anymore. Right. And then I have to also pay the roadie. But sometimes if it's like I just did the Deja Vu tour here and it was all the clubs in LA.
Right.
All the Deja Vu. So I brought a roadie with me for that because I just drove. And then the same when I went to San Francisco, I brought a roadie with me because I drove. So sometimes you can make more money, though, with a roadie because they're making sure to pick up every dollar, because I know that guys will recycle their money. Mm-hmm. They'll, like, put it down on the stage and then try to grab it and then put it back. And I'm like, really? Come on, dude. Like, a dollar?
Yeah.
Well, and also I know there was one time where I helped out Cagney Lynn Carter at a club at a Rhino or something downtown. I just happened to be there, and she didn't have a roadie, and she's like, "Mo, can you actually help me out a little bit?" And I was like, "Sure." And suddenly I was the one handling. You know, she didn't have to worry about the money. It was okay. You want a DVD? Here's this. Okay, you want to go do a lap dance? And so she was relying on me to just be the money person, so she could focus on what she was doing and didn't have to worry about it. And so I'd go up and collect the money for her, and it was. so she didn't have to worry about the money aspect of it. And I think she found that to be a lot more helpful. And I just happened to be there that night and helped her out because we were friends.
Yeah.
But and when I did it for Gracie, we had a mixture of people that did it in Philly, but she had one fan that came down from New York or something. And it was funny because he knew me from Twitter. And it was really, it was a weird thing because he was a super fan of hers, and she and I used to hang out a lot. And he's like, can I get a picture with you too? And I'm like, I don't really do pictures or anything. And so I turned him down, and I got verbally abused by Gracie Glam because of that. She went through and she goes, you put yourself out there, you make yourself publicly known, you like to do this, and now you have a fan that comes up and wants a picture with you, and you suddenly think that you can turn them down. No, that's not how it works. If I have to do pictures with people, so do you. You want to be a public figure. And I'm like, then I felt bad. So the guy went through and I apologized, and he put together, he took a picture and photoshopped the three of us together.
Oh my God.
So that was our fun. You know, but I mean, overall, I found the club experience to be enjoyable. I mean, do you find that? Do you enjoy the people there?
Oh, I love feature dancing. That's like my thing, because I used to dance. So, I mean, I just love going to all these different clubs and meeting all these people and having to like entertain them. I just think it's a lot of fun.
Where's the worst place to dance, city-wise?
City-wise? I haven't been to that many different cities. A lot of the clubs I've danced at have been like in the same
Vegas?
City. What do
you think? Have you danced Vegas?
No, I haven't danced in Vegas.
Have you danced in San Diego at all?
Nope. I guess so far that the worst club I danced at was in Philadelphia, yeah. That one club. Pittsburgh's good, though.
Yeah.
It's
so funny. I'm being on the fringe of all this. Like, I hear the girls talk about this all the time. This club's great. These people are nice. Da, 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 and you hear, and it's funny. I won't name names again, but I went with a certain girl to help her out down in San Diego. We did a road trip. And I just remember we got there, and they loved her big time. Mm-hmm. And then they started trashing, telling us about all the bad girls. And I was like, I'm just sitting there just going, yeah, I know her. Yeah. I know her. And I was like, all I can think is, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. She is an idiot. She's an asshole. She's a cunt. Da, 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 like, and it was like, wow. All I could think about is like, that girl's not just an idiot to me. She's an idiot to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I've had them tell me like girls that they didn't think were that great. And da, da, da.
Yeah. And you start sitting there just going, okay.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell everybody like to always be nice.
Now, are there any cities that, not necessarily the club, but I mean, that would be, you know, the important part, but is there any cities that you'd like to travel to that you think this could be an opportunity to be able to, you know, at least go see? That you've not been before? Anchorage, Alaska? Omaha, Nebraska?
I mean, that'd be awesome if I could go to like Hawaii or something like that, but I don't even think they like
they
do that.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that would
be
kind of
cool. They do feature
dancing? Nautica has gone there because she's from there, but she's danced there a bunch of times. I think also, I know girls have gone to Hawaii.
That's
there
cool.
Is. Ask whoever your agent is. Ask them. Yeah. But there is.
That'd be awesome, something like that. Definitely. Or even if I got to go like to Europe or something and do it. I think that'd be cool.
Seattle doesn't have many clubs, and I know that since they don't have that many, that they're pretty popular.
Yeah, they're good.
Portland has a shitload of clubs.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's like a major like.
I'm going
strip club
to Columbus
travel.
Soon, which hopefully that'll be. I think I've heard really good things about this club, so. But my next one's in Alabama.
Ooh.
I've never been
to Alabama.
Know
it's
what
an
Alabama
interesting
looks
place.
Like. Yeah, it's Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile. Are you guys mobile?
They got mobile homes.
I'm like,
there.
Wow, Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, that's.
No, that's.
Are they all gonna talk like that? Like, no. I wonder. Oh, that's gonna be
it's
interesting.
The South. It's hardcore South.
Wow, I've never been hardcore South.
Whatever you do, don't talk about the fact that you do IR.
Well, yeah. That's what I was going to say. I mean...
I wouldn't take your IR stuff. Well...
What? I mean... Maybe. I have to.
I don't know.
Do
you sell a lot of merchandise during these trips?
Yeah.
Do you bring a lot with
you? Yeah.
Do you sell pretty good?
Yeah.
What do you sell mostly? DVDs or 8x10s? What do you sell? Posters? I was talking about this with Jada the last couple times.
I think people want to take pictures with me the most.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then probably
DVDs. How do you do that? Do you just let them take using their phone? Take a picture? Okay. Because back in the day, it used to be Polaroids. Everybody would shoot Polaroids.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to get a Polaroid camera and do that. I just haven't had the chance to do that. But that'd be cool.
I hated doing it. It was always like, you shoot the Polaroids. Like, why me? Like, you're a photographer. No, I'm not.
Yeah, the same way.
I can't do it.
Now, when you're, because you fly to all these places, when you have your bag full of all this stuff. Have you ever had an incident on the flight of when they've opened your bag or said anything?
No.
Because you've got to take a lot of stuff.
They find your
But that goes on the belt. I don't carry that on.
So no thing that says your bag's been searched. And by the way, nice porn.
No, I always put actually learned this from Lexi Bell. I put a sticker on my DVD saying, I've counted these. I know how many there are in here. If you take one, I'll know. And I stick it to the...
With a GoPro camera in there filming.
I have registered each and every one of these on the internet.
I will know your airline.
I have recorded all serial numbers.
But they haven't stolen anything. And sometimes I've been so drunk and gone to the airport that I forget and I leave all my cash in the suitcase. And it's all still been there. I can't believe it sometimes. It's all these cooter balls and ones just still rolled up in there.
That's why you want to have a roadie as well, because they're the ones that have to undo the cooter balls.
I hate undoing the cooter balls.
That's just a ton of work. It's not worth $1 to do.
It takes forever.
Yeah, I got 500 cooter balls here. I need a trash bag to haul this shit out of here.
Oh God, I'm getting nightmares. How old were you when you started working at a strip club?
I was 19, about to turn 20,
and
like that month.
What made you go do it?
So this is actually a really funny story. I wanted to go dance, which I've done before. And I was trying to find a club in New York City. Like, I've heard, like, that's the best place to go-go dance. These clubs hire you to dance at different nightclubs and you entertain whatever. So I looked up this one club called the New York Dolls. And I was like, okay, I mean, that seems legit. Like, it didn't say anything about strip club on there. So I went to this club and the girl's like dancing on a pole out like right when you walk in, and then like you have to go through another double doors to get to actual strip club, but they have a girl in front.
Like in the
lobby. Yeah, just like dancing with her clothes on. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could do that. So I like asked the guy, I'm like, yeah, so I was wondering if I could audition. And he's like, okay, well, go back to the dressing room and go put out an outfit or whatever and we'll have you audition. And I'm like, well, what do you mean put on an outfit? Like, I didn't understand what he was talking about. And he was like, yeah, let me show you. So he brings me to the back and all these chicks are like on stage spreading their pussies. I'm like, I cannot do that. Like, I cannot do that. I thought this was a go-go bar. And he was like, no, honey, this is a strip club. If you can't do this, get the fuck out. And like that kind of attitude. And I was like, yeah. And I brought my friend with me. So I was like, let's just go. Like, I can't do this.
That's too funny.
So I just went home.
And then a week later, she's on stage.
And yeah. And then I just thought about it at home. And I was like, okay, maybe that wasn't that bad. Yeah. I'll just try at a club near my house. Like,
That's a good move.
Well, nobody in Connecticut, I don't want to have to drive back and forth to the city all the time and try to find parking or whatever. So I just went to the club that I danced at. And I was 20 at the time, so I couldn't dance on the topless side. I had to dance on the nude side, and it was my first time doing fucking fully nude, legs spread. And I picked it up so easy that they were like, there's no way you haven't done this before. I was like, I swear to God, this is just like second nature, I guess.
You're just a dirty girl.
I love dirty girls, but I want to know, like, at any point, when did you tell your parents that you're working at a strip club? Or did they tell them?
Don't know.
They still think she works at Dairy Queen.
I forget. I think I told them like a couple months after. I told my dad knew right away because my parents are divorced. So my dad doesn't give a shit. He was like, okay, whatever you want to do. But my mom was really upset and my stepdad was upset. But I think I told them like maybe 3 months later or something.
And you pull up in a new Mercedes.
No, I think they just kind of thought something. They were like, we don't understand how you're making all this money working at a go-go bar.
And you're working nights and getting home at 3 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, I lived on with my dad at the time, and then I got my own apartment right away.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now, how do the girls at the club treat you as the feature dancer? Because honestly, when it comes down to it, you're taking some money away from them. You may be drawing a bigger crowd, but you're taking some money away from them. How are they with you?
Are they mean girls? No, it's actually every club I've been to, the girls have been super, super nice, and all of them have wanted an 8x10, and I always give the girls a free one. I don't charge them, and I'll take pictures with them, and they actually always compliment me all the time. They're very, very sweet. I've never run into a problem where a girl's like really mean. So,
have you ever met a girl that says to you, I want to do porn? And
Yeah, a bunch of times. Yeah. And I'm just like,
you have to do double anal and then you can get into porn.
I think it was Courtney. Do you know Courtney Kane?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it was her when I talked to her. Like, she, I think, was just dancing in, I want to say South Carolina or something like that, where she met, I think, Electra Blue.
Oh, okay.
And asked Electra, I want to do porn. And next thing you know, she
came to,
like,
Electra yeah, I tell them. And I'm like, you just have to find an agent if you want. And yeah. I mean, I'm like, it's very easy, actually. All you have to do is Google it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think people realize how easy it is. Because I didn't realize that either. I always was like, how the fuck do you get into porn? But now we have internet, so.
It's a lot easier now.
I think I should buy how to get into porn.com.
That's genius. Yeah.
How to get into porn.com and point it to pornstarlifecoach.com.
There you go. See, look at that.
We need to Snapchat before I forget.
Oh, we do need to Snapchat.
Do it now.
People aren't upset.
Do the Snapchat thing. I still don't understand Snapchat to this day.
Okay, watch this. You know what we're going to do while we're... Because we're now live Snapchatting, and Mo is not so great at this. He's not really done this.
Choke.
We'll do video. You just have to hold the button down.
Okay, so... here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn on the Luminade.
Here, I'll hold the light.
The Luminade, it is a product that is a inflatable ball that holds... you got to come to this side. Got to come over here. Perfect. Like, okay, so you know what you're going to talk about during your Snapchat?
What?
We're going to talk about Cooter Ball. Okay, ready? Okay. So, AJ, what is Cooter Ball?
Cooter Ball is when you put the glass in between your legs and guys roll up the $1 bills and they try to shoot it into the glass.
Very nice.
Did it work?
That was perfect. That was perfect timing. Went the whole thing.
See, now you're not going to laugh at my lighting.
I know. It's a great light. I love this. And where did you find this Luminade?
I saw it on Shark Tank and then found it on...
It's Luminade.com. I highly recommend this product. This is a lot of fun. It's a blow-up
light.
That's the solar powered. Look at this. We have a new sponsor.
Exactly.
Well, AJ Applegate, thank you so much for coming out, talking about your feature dancing. I'm sorry I missed you in LA. I would have.
Are we
going to
get a lap dance?
I know.
Now? Are we going to get a lap dance?
I don't
now?
Have that kind of money.
You're supposed to pay for it.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what would a lap dance? Not today. Let's just say, what would if I went to a club. Okay. Hold on. Let's back up a little bit. So if I came to the club, would you actually give me a lap dance?
What do you mean if you asked
if
me?
If I asked you, as Mo said, yeah. Hey, AJ, so I want to get a lap dance, and I pay for it.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't of think course. You would.
I give think, every any if you want to pay for it, I don't see why I wouldn't.
You,
I
would think you wouldn't feel weird?
Would, yeah, I would think a lot of girls would feel weird because it's Mo, and no, that's weird.
Oh, you mean like me knowing you as
yeah,
you
yeah,
already?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Like, no, literally.
I'd probably just give you one for free.
Ooh. Don't you see? You said the wrong.
I thought you meant if
your next gig, you're gonna be looking out in the audience. He's gonna.
She's like.
I've never had a lap dance.
I'll be the ring.
I give fire lap dances though. What's I don't that? Know if like just really good lap dances.
I've never had one, so I don't.
I don't
know
if
I do
if
that, and then
it.
I can't look at her right on set anymore. I'll be that. Hi, how you doing? No, I've done POV BJ scenes with girls where it's like we've known each other as on set, and then she'd blown me for a scene,
yeah.
And then afterwards, and it's totally cool. It's but I don't know, the lap dance thing would be this kind of weird like weird thing that I wouldn't make. I'd end up coming and then be embarrassed. I should have had paper towels.
I know. What you do is, here's what you do. If everybody does come asking for one, you go, yes, Mo, and then you walk into the room, you bring a roll of paper towels with you. Okay, Mo, here, get yourself ready.
You might need these.
Exactly. All right, Mo, let's do this. Right?
Very nice. Yes. Well, AJ Applegate, thanks for coming out, talking about feature dancing. Where's your next feature dancing gig?
Mobile, Alabama, mm-hmm. which I may have one maybe sooner if I get one next month, but that's June. Let's see.
And that she goes through the calendar.
Is June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
In Mobile, Alabama. Yes. So if I have any Alabama fans out there, go on down, get a lap dance, have some fun. And where can your fans find you on the interwebs?
TeamApplegate.com. My Twitter is AJ's Applebooty, and so is my Snapchat. And my Instagram is RealAJApplegate.
Very nice. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug this week?
Let's plug Jada420.com.
Ooh, Jada420.com. Jada Stevenson.
Yeah.
I love my Jada.
Me too.
She turned me into a booty lover. So I love that one.
You love the booty?
She could do that.
She did it. She did it.
I'm a booty lover. Go. I got the girlfriend with big tits and no ass, but I like the ass. So, my name's Maurice. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Instagram, The Average Mo. You can listen to the show now on SoundCloud and iTunes. And you can see everything in The Average Mo world on TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.